WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The agenda for tomorrow's Bryan City Council meeting includes two contracts for improving South College from Villa Maria to the South City limits.
That's after the council learned at their last meeting about BTU plans to move electric lines underground.
Our initial estimates for that project was about $13 million. We think we're going to come in more around $10 million, probably.
General Manager Gary Miller says construction's underway from Villa Maria to Enloe, which is across the street from Hensel Park. In a separate transaction, the council will consider a nearly $3 million contract that will rebuild the street and replace utilities along South College from Villa Maria to Sulphur Springs. Traffic signals will be replaced at College and Sulphur Springs and at South College and Old College, along with the realignment of that intersection. If approved, that work will start next month with a targeted completion in October. Then TxDOT scheduled to start building sidewalks along South College from Villa Maria to Hensel Park. Council also consider a $1 million contract to move other overhead utility lines underground that do not belong to BTU. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Next Monday is the first official day on the job for the Bryan School District's new superintendent. Since the unexpected departure of Tommy Wallace last September, additional duties have been spread among the rest of the administrators in the central office. School Board President Trey Moore says it makes for a stronger administrative team.
Because they've carried so much, I think that puts them in a better position to help the transition for a new superintendent, because they literally have been running the district on a day-to-day basis since the fall. So everybody's up to speed on even their job and their neighbor's job, if you will.
Moore says there is a mutual excitement among the current administrative team and incoming superintendent Christy Whitbeck. The city of College Station recently passed its first year of a new curbside recycling program. Recycling coordinator Heather Woolwine gave an update on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's incredible to see people who never wanted to recycle to say like, hey, you know, this is easy.
By weight, the average amount of recyclables per household in College Station has nearly tripled from 6.5 pounds to nearly 18 pounds per year. And College Station's total residential recycling has risen from 805 tons to nearly 2,000 tons a year. A man will survive being hit by a train in Bryan Friday night. Police report the unidentified person attempted to move away at the last minute before he was struck. Union Pacific reported the train was headed from Hockley to Ogden, Texas, when what they described as a trespasser was hit. And a Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a Bryan man of capital murder in the death of a 7-month-old girl. 38-year-old Talorence Tennell was sentenced to life without parole for the murder of his girlfriend's daughter in February 2015. Tennell was under the influence of PCP when he caused fatal injuries that included multiple skull and rib fractures, bruises on the chest and the bottoms of her feet, multiple abrasions on her face and head, a broken left femur, and a dislocated or broken right wrist. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 71 degrees. You can text us anytime, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
BCR Realtors was extremely helpful in helping me find my first home. Due to my unorthodox schedule and my long work hours, my realtor was able to meet me after hours and on weekends, which was crucial to my success. You can tell the folks that BCR Realtors really enjoy helping people and went the extra mile to answer any questions that I had. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning. It's almost 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here you go.
A little rainfall in the forecast over the next couple of days as winds off the Gulf of Mexico continue to bring moisture into the region. Clouds today. There may be a shower or a thunderstorm as the day goes on. We're up close to 80 degrees. There's the risk of a shower or thunderstorm tonight. Lows are going to drop down to about 60 or 65. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday, 80 to near 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yep, that's us. So when we come up with, when we talk about something from long ago, I use the word quaint. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's correct or not. But
I think so.
Yeah, it's just the idea of, oh gosh, remember when things were that way?
The good old days.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting the phrases that we use that actually got their start in the printing business. So, like, hot off the presses, we get that.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know that that phrase is used so much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, for instance, the term out of sorts. You're feeling out of sorts.
Right.
All right. The deal, this comes from the idea, you know, we don't feel good or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the entire history of printing, the most expensive thing you had to do was to buy the print itself, the type, the metal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And a sort is an individual cast piece of type. If you just hold one of them up, that's called a sort. So printers, like anybody else, don't want to have a whole bunch of money tied up in extra letters that they're not going to use, but sometimes they would run out of those individual pieces of type called sorts.
So they'd be out of sorts.
That's right. So ever hear the phrase, mind your P's and Q's?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that had to do with behaving properly or having things where the way that they should be, and what happens is the little sorts are kept in racks by each letter. So the P's and the Q's looked a lot alike, and so did the D's and the F's, but it didn't sound as cute to say, mind your D's and F's.
Right.
All right, so
mind your P's and Q's.
P's and Q's. Of course, there were capital letters that they kept in the uppercase, and then the non-capital letters they kept in the lowercase. So we continue to use that phrase as well.
Uppercase and lowercase.
Ever heard the word cliche?
Yep.
What does cliche mean? That's something that we hear all the time. Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, back when the French were learning how to put together their typing system, they had words that were used quite often. And so what they did is they simply cast the type as that entire phrase.
Ah.
Saved them time.
Yep.
They could put it right in. So as a result, the word for that was cliche.
Okay.
Ah.
Right. Make an impression, that makes sense, right?
Sure.
Because, you know, you see imprint printing even today. When somebody calls Rush and they agree with him, what do they say?
Mega dittos.
That's right. They say dittos. Well, that actually came from an Italian word called detto, which is the past participle of the word say. That doesn't matter. What matters is a company was called the Ditto Company. And they made those kind of, I don't know, did y'all ever have those mimeograph machines in school? You're too young for that,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, when we were good students and we behaved well, and I didn't get to do this very often, you got to go and run the Ditto machine in the office. And again, if you're old like I am, what you did is you type something that looked like the original test, for instance, would be written on this special form that kind of looked like carbon paper.
Okay.
And you would take that to this machine and you would clip it on there and you would turn it on, and what it would do is spray this marvelous smelling fluid on the paper, and as it would roll over, it would make an imprint. So you could imprint the same thing over and over and over again.
Okay.
And that was called a Ditto machine.
Huh.
Okay.
Ah.
And they weren't always made by the Ditto company, but became kind of a generic deal.
Gotcha.
We like to do it because that stuff that we could smell.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That's
I hate
why they
to
only,
tell you.
That's why they only let the good kids go.
That's
and
exactly
do it, right?
Right, but that's the truth. And there are people who are my age who go, oh, yeah, I remember that. Because when the teacher would hand them out, the first thing kids would do is stick it up to their face and smell
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's somebody just texted in. If you got that privilege, you would smell the copies.
Yeah, yep, that's it. So you got to be kind of an oldster to know that, but nonetheless, there
I
you
love
go.
That kind of that stuff is fascinating yeah. to me, learning the origins
exactly.
of phrases like
words
that.
Words that we use. And again, to come from something as archaic as actual hot type printing.
Right.
Pretty unusual stuff.
Hmm. Yeah.
So if you've applied for a job, you may have had to undergo the hair test. The test, the most intensely investigative cousin that you can imagine, analyzes a strand of hair to reveal whether the owner's done drugs in the past 3 months, Well, now forensic scientists say that you can learn a whole lot more information from that strand of hair than before.
Oh, I bet.
Researchers at West Virginia University, well, they can't use teeth there, so, report that now you can tell a person's eating habits, body mass index,
oh, wow,
and gender from their hair. So you're and the other deal is you can't mask that. That is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but then they're not going to hire you because your BMI is too high. Fat shaming.
They see the BMI, but they decide to come up with some other reason that they decide they're not going to hire you.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you know, it saves money on insurance, right?
About that. Yeah, exactly. Mm. So, all right. I don't know why they asked these people this, but they did. According to, this comes from the PR Newswire, so I'm not sure who the company was.
Okay.
But if you feel badly about, the food that you're eating, maybe you should. according to a new survey, 43% of people say they'd be eating healthier if they ate dog food instead of what they're eating now.
Wow.
Now, that tells me that you are making many, many bad eating decisions all by yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Okay?
Your choice.
All by yourself. So, actually, it does make sense. Dog food is full of nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
It is well balanced, doesn't contain a bunch of chemicals, and usually doesn't contain corn syrup. So, actually,
it's like sugar free.
Yeah, actually, you may be eating better if you ate that dog
food.
Yeah. But again, hey, that's based on your eating habits. You've decided you wanted to do that.
Yep.
And if you were a cannibal, you might want to know that humans aren't very nutritious to eat. Really? At about 650 calories per pound of muscle, animals like boars and beavers have 1,800 calories in a pound of muscle. So they're better than we are.
Okay.
But they taste like chicken.
I know. So. That's exactly right. Well, you heard about the cannibal who ate the clown, right? You took one bite and that tasted funny.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Thank you. So we did the story last week, I think, about the cities that have the most dog attacks to mail carriers.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
6,755 times last year, which is the highest in 3 decades. And the Postal Service thinks it's because they're delivering so many more Amazon packages.
Oh, Amazon specifically?
That's what they're saying. So, in other words, follow the money.
Yeah.
So that gives the dogs more chances to attack. And that part does make sense.
Gotcha.
But
so just
now,
more packages in general, but because of the uptick from Amazon.
But now they're going to hang it on Amazon going, oh, well, maybe we need some more money. Because All right. So, okay, April the giraffe.
All of a sudden, there's like a $2 service fee on your purchase.
The dog away from me thing.
Great.
Right. Okay, so April has gotten all the PR,
right.
Okay, and all that sort of stuff, and that's wonderful, but the BBC decided to go around the world and find other little critters who had given birth, and they got pictures. So an adorable baby rhinoceros was born in France on March the 7th. There's a ring-tailed lemur that was born in Austria. A precious baby elephant was born in Cologne, Germany on March the 19th. Another baby elephant on the 25th in the Netherlands. A delightful rare quintuplet litter of white tiger cubs.
Ooh.
Born in Poland on March the 21st.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is. A baby orangutan was born on the 25th in Germany. And there was a baby giraffe that we mentioned last week in England. Not this one, but in England.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Just saying.
This one is still pregnant.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's right. So we're going to see. They may not be.
She's very fidgety this morning.
Really? Mm-hmm. And again, you said outside, huh?
Well, they have her door open. She's still in her pen, though. She's just kind of hanging out.
And what's their father's name? Wallace?
Oliver.
Oliver, that's right.
Oliver.
Well, I didn't remember what his name was.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah, it is. That's it. So good. So you hear the Trump Organization Friday started telling their clients it's shutting down their modeling business?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
New York Post says that the company tied the decision to close the Trump models to the 2015 sale of the Miss Universe organization, the company that operated the Miss USA and Miss Universe pageant, which, of course, gave Donald Trump a chance to call women fat.
Right.
Anyway, on heels of the recent sale of the Miss Universe organization, quote, the Trump organization is choosing to exit the modeling industry. So there you are.
All right.
Did either of y'all ever watch Jersey Shore?
Yep, unfortunately.
I did not.
Time you'll never get back, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Well, I'm unfortunately more aware of it than I ever wanted to be, though. I'll tell you that.
Michael the Situation Sorrentino.
Yes, right? The Situation.
Yes, mm-hmm. he was indicted Friday in federal prosecutors. Uh-huh. New Jersey tax fraud. Tax evasion.
Oh.
Yeah, not good. The Situation allegedly evaded his 2011 taxes by failing to file a return, filing a false corporate return for Situation Nation.
Oh,
wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and concealing his cash income. His brother also charged in falsifying records and obstructing a grand jury investigation. See,
yikes.
So he might be doing his gym tan laundry behind bars.
That's what I mean. That sounds so New Jersey, obstructing an investigation.
Well, there's three boys and they have a sister. And their sister was on the show Say Yes to the Dress, where they go to the famous Kleinfeld's like bridal shop in New York City. And it's just about finding their wedding dress. And I just remember the episode because he was on it. All three boys came with her to help find her wedding dress. And she just talked about how tough it was growing up with them as, you know, three older brothers, very protective, obviously.
I can imagine.
That's a tough day in the Situation household.
Okay, the Situation household. So now, how does this happen in the happiest place on earth? A 41-year-old woman named Tabitha Mature from New Baltimore, Michigan, was at Disney World in Orlando with her family last week watching the nightly fireworks show, and she got upset when a teenage girl in front of her stood up to watch them. They got into an argument, which I guess could happen, and she ends up choking the teenage girl, trying to make her sit down so she can watch the end of the fireworks.
I don't know why people think, contact is a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to touch this stranger.
Yes. Yeah. She was arrested.
And a teenager.
Yeah, she was arrested for felony child abuse, which is, you know.
Oh, wow. So. Oh, felony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently so. So it must have been pretty serious.
What are you here for? Ugh. Yeah. Choked out some teen at Disney World.
Never pay more. Just get way more at Tom White Chevrolet. Bubba Dixon here, and now you can save 16% on our best-selling Chevy Silverado. 100% truck for 16% less. Get more without paying more at Tom Light Chevrolet. North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on factory incentives and discounts totaling 16% off MSRP with approved credit, tax, title, fees, extra. Expires 5/1/17. Stock number 60215.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. American Apparel isn't anymore. Gildan Activewear won the bankruptcy auction to buy the brand early this year and confirms it's manufacturing t-shirts for the line at some of its factories in Central America. You'll see products bearing the American Apparel name with tags that read Made in Honduras and Made in Nicaragua by this summer. The New York Auto Show gears up this week with new car unveiling starting Wednesday for the press. Hyundai's expected to show off a new mini SUV, and Toyota's expected to offer a revamped Sienna minivan. But gearheads are really salivating for a look at the new Dodge Challenger SRT Demon and a new version of the Jeep Grand Cherokee, both rumored to be packing 700 horsepower under the hood. New gas guzzlers on show just as oil prices spike. The average price of a gallon of regular grade gas rose 9 cents nationally over the past 2 weeks to $2.43. Futures are trending upward after U.S. stocks closed little changed. And that's Your Money Now.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Network's advanced firewall solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with April Plemons from Long Way Home Adoptables. Of course, this is brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus, your local pet supply superstore located in the Bryan Target Center. And April, I'm holding this little tiny kitten.
Yes, you're trying really hard and you're doing a bang-up job.
Aww.
Yes, this is a little singleton kitten. His name is Onyx, and he's a solid black kitten, about 8 weeks old. And because he didn't really have any litter mates, he was kind of found wandering by himself. He's just now trying to get to explore the world without brothers and sisters. And typically, that crucial stage from like 5 weeks to 8 weeks is when kittens play and they learn how to properly cat. Mm-hmm. So he's a little delayed on that. As you can tell, he has no fear.
Yeah, definitely.
No fear.
He ran face first into one of the glass windows here recently.
He did. He did not know.
And he's trying to jump off my chair right now.
Yeah. So he's still trying to figure out the world and learn how to be a proper cat. And so he just needs a home where they can understand he might have some silly quirks, but he's a great, great cat.
He's adorable, too, and definitely, so he's up for adoption or for fostering,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, he's 8 weeks old, and actually, he's being housed at Pet Supplies Plus in Bryan. Mm-hmm. So you can actually go in the store and ask to see the kitten, and they'll let you play with the kitten.
Aww.
And they just love him over there. He will sit up on their shoulder, and they'll walk around and check inventory and kind of do their jobs with him just riding on the shoulder.
He's super playful, too.
Very playful and very inquisitive. He's very curious. He wants to check out anything and everything. And again, part of that is because he just doesn't know any better.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay, so you guys had Stuff the Shed here recently, and it was a pretty big success, right?
It was huge, yeah. This is the second year in the row that we've done this, and basically what it is we do a big push for donations so we have enough supplies to stock our foster homes for the entire year. So we are officially set up for one full year.
That's
so it's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us.
Incredible. And you guys have an event coming up, Yoga with Dogs,
yes,
right?
Yeah, on April 22nd, we're going to be at Yoga Pod. All of the proceeds from the class, the yoga class, human yoga class,
yeah,
go to our rescue, and we'll have puppies there. So the puppies don't do the yoga.
Aww.
But they're, I know that would be great, wouldn't
I've seen videos on YouTube.
I've seen it too.
Where dogs will do yoga with their owners.
Maybe we need to try it.
Yeah,
maybe we
I
need
know,
to try
right?
it.
Let's make that
but
work.
As of now, if you're a human and you'd like to do yoga, it's Yoga for a Great Cause. It'll be on April 22nd at Yoga Pod.
Great. All right. So what else you guys got coming up? Anything else?
Right now, we just need fosters, and we're switching gears from the spring, which is our big donation drive, and our summer is where we do most of our events. So basically, we just get out in the public and meet people and let people meet our dogs. And so we're looking for some help, some volunteers who might help us plan events, just to kind of set up some events, or if you're a local business that would love to have us out and partner with us, we would love to be there.
Great. All right. Well, if you would like to find out more about those events, or if you would like to foster one of the animals or adopt one, like little Onyx here, this tiny kitten who's just adorable, get in touch with April and the good people over at Long Way Home Adoptables. Just look at their website, mylongwayhome.org. Of course, this is brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus, your local pet supply superstore located in the Bryan Target Center. Oh, thanks for coming in, April.
Thank you.
Move-in season, holiday season, vacation season, no matter the reason, no matter the season, Molly Maid of BCS has you covered. Deep cleaning, light cleaning, regular or occasional, Molly Maid can be trusted to take care of your home. Call us today to find out how easy it is to leave your worries behind and start trusting the pros at Molly Maid. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
At YouTube, the free ride of making money with your videos is about to come to an end. It was 5 years ago that YouTube began allowing anyone to sign up, upload a video, and immediately begin making money. YouTube grew into the world's biggest video platform, and this is where the trouble began. Thousands of people abused the system, stealing videos owned by other creators, TV stations, studios, and recording artists. Copyright violations and intellectual property thefts have been massive. So now, a major change in policy. If you'd like to make money with your video on YouTube, you must first apply. If you're accepted, you'll need to earn 10,000 views before you'll get any money. It's a reasonable response made to discourage those misbehaving, but not place the bar too high to choke off high-quality original content, which is exactly what YouTube is supposed to be about. Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. Remember when you had only one PC to back up? In today's world, our homes have at least five devices with critical data. Email, text, Facebook, Instagram, and personal photos. And that's why I'm introducing you to iDrive, to easily and securely protect every device into just one cloud account. With iDrive, PCs, Macs, tablets, and smartphones, all automatically backed up and protected with ultra-secure military-grade 256-bit AES encryption, safe against hard drive crashes, viruses, ransomware, theft, fires, and floods. Your data can never be lost when it's stored on iDrive. Plans start at just $5.95 a month. Remember, today's hackers go at it 24/7, so don't put this off. Sign up right now at iDrive.com. Save 75% on your first year service when you use my name, Kim, as your promo code. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. iDrive.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com. The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. We'll try that again. WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For more than 6 months, Bryan School District Central Office administrators have been working without a superintendent. That follows the unexpected departure of Tommy Wallace. School Board President Trey Moore, speaking after final action was taken to hire a new superintendent, says those who have been carrying the load is a positive as the transition with a new leader begins.
I think with a new superintendent coming in, because of that familiarity they have with the process, you'll see Dr. Whitbeck's transition be much faster. But not only faster, but I think it will be a more thorough transition, because you have some people in the cabinet that have really dug down into some different roles that they may not normally be used to.
Christy Whitbeck's first official day is next Monday. Construction is underway to move electric lines underground in Bryan along South College from Villa Maria to the South City limits.
ETU General Manager Gary Miller told the City Council at its last meeting what was originally a $13 million project is now estimated to cost $10
million. We are going to convert 1.25 miles of overhead distribution to underground, $8 million per mile to underground. It's a lot.
The agenda for tomorrow's council meeting includes two contracts. One's for $1 million to move other overhead utility lines underground that do not belong to BTU. And there's a nearly $3 million contract to rebuild South College from Villa Maria to Sulphur Springs. That contract also includes realigning the intersection of South College and Old College and replacing traffic signals there and at South College and Sulphur Springs. If approved, construction will take place between May and September. That'll be followed by a contractor hired by TxDOT to add sidewalks along South College from Villa Maria to Hensel Park. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Just over a year old, the amount of recyclables being collected from homes in College Station by tonnage has more than doubled. Recycling coordinator Heather Woolwine on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says College Station residents can get more recycling information through an app
called My Waste, and that has everything in it. And I know some people are still really confused by our schedule. I forget when to set my container out sometimes, but an app will help. It'll send you a quick little reminder letting you know, hey, today's your day.
Total residential recycling in College Station has risen from 805 tons to nearly 2,000 tons a year. And per household, the average weight has nearly tripled from 6.5 pounds to nearly 18 pounds a year. A Union Pacific train headed from Hockley to Ogden, Texas, Friday had an unscheduled stop Friday night in Bryan. Police report a man on the tracks attempted to move away at the last moment but was struck. The unidentified man was taken to the hospital, where police say he will be okay. UP says BPD is handling the incident involving what the railroad described was a trespasser. And a Bryan man will spend the rest of his life in prison without the chance of parole. That's after a Brazos County District Court jury last week convicted 38-year-old Lawrence Tennell of capital murder in the death of his girlfriend's 7-month-old daughter. District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says they did not pursue the death penalty because Tennell, who was under the influence of PCP at the time of the murder, had no prior history to violent crimes.
While you are held responsible for your crime and your conduct, which is what being found guilty and sentenced to life in prison without parole would do, we thought that the death penalty, while it was reserved for the worst of the worst, and these are horrible, horrible facts, with all the mitigating evidence, facts, and circumstances, I didn't think this was a good one to go forward with.
According to the arrest report, the child sustained multiple skull and rib fractures, a broken left femur, a dislocated or broken right wrist, multiple abrasions on her face and head, and bruises on her chest and the bottoms of her feet. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 71 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? The weather's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A little rainfall in the forecast over the next couple of days as winds off the Gulf of Mexico continue to bring moisture into the region. Clouds today, there may be a shower or a thunderstorm as the day goes on. We're up close to 80 degrees. There's the risk of a shower or thunderstorm tonight. Lows are going to drop down to about 60 or 65. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday, 80 to near 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
837, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Ann Black's here this morning from MSC Opus. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you, Scott?
Good. I haven't seen you since Jersey Boys, which I think, you know, we go back far enough that we remember Les Mis, and it was here for a long time, and you get a little nervous when you have that many shows here, but you had a lot of performances, and what was the feedback from the community on that?
Well, you know, wonderful. I think everybody loved it. There was language, which we tried to tell people about. We tried really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't buy a ticket without seeing that messaging
right.
yet. You know, people were surprised about that, but that's the only negative feedback, is that I think people got there and just were not expecting the language.
Sure.
But I think everybody loved it, and sales were good.
Yeah.
We hit the nut that we...
Great.
That the producer expected and that we expected. So everybody went away happy.
Well, and you know, if the audience is singing the songs along with them,
that's right.
It's always a good thing. Well, you're dressed in green today because now we're going to take a turn toward Irish, huh?
It's spring and Irish, and I want to tell you about this wonderful Broadway musical that's happening tomorrow and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I said to you, it's probably in my top five ever favorite Broadway shows.
Why?
Because it really delivers on every level. It won Best Musical. It won Best Book. The story is wonderful. It won Best Score.
Mm-hmm.
The music is just carries you away. Talk about going home, singing a song.
Okay, good.
You will do that. And it really, you know, it doesn't have the bells and whistles that Phantom of the Opera has,
mm-hmm.
but it just kind of washes over you. It was one of those that I walked out and said, I'd buy a ticket and come back tomorrow night.
Excellent, because it tells a good story and tells it well.
Yeah. And the musicianship is just incredible.
Yeah.
The actors are also the musicians,
mm-hmm.
so all this fabulous, wonderful Irish music is happening just right in front of you, as opposed to the band is in the pit or hidden somewhere backstage.
Yeah, so you... So it's called Once. We haven't mentioned that, I guess.
It's called Once. It
yep.
was a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen the movie. I
mm-hmm.
understand the movie was quite good, but clearly it wasn't, I don't, you know, or I would probably have seen it.
Yeah.
But this adds, you know, the musicianship and staging. It's just really great.
So you got boy, girl, Irish pub, and the musicians right on the stage, which I think is all those things sound like a real
Yes, and
a
it
real
really this it really kind of tells you how music can connect people.
Okay.
And don't give up on your dreams.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I think as recently as over the weekend, David Letterman inducting some people in the Hall of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame said, "You cannot forget the importance of live music."
Yes.
And I think that that's probably right. So tickets available. What do they do if they want some of those?
Tickets are available. You can call the box office at 845-1234, or you can always go on our website at MSCOPAS.org.
Is there anything else that we've got coming on that coming around that you need to tell us about?
No, we're done.
That's it. now you get to relax until.
Well, we will announce the season to our season ticket holders on the 27th of April.
Okay.
And then we will announce to you, the media, and to the rest of the world on May 30th.
Well, the 27th of April means you've got 16 days to relax, right?
Oh, right.
Okay, okay. Again, for tickets tonight, for tomorrow night and Wednesday, what do they do?
845-1234 or mscopus.org.
All right. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. It's 841.
Hey, folks. How's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at brianbroadcasting.com.
This Easter Sunday, come take flight with First Baptist Bryan at Operation Easter. Operation Easter is a helicopter egg drop featuring 35,000 eggs, all filled with delicious goodies. All children, 6th grade and younger, are invited to join in the fun in collecting some eggs. Our traditional service will begin at 8:45 a.m. Easter eggs will fly at 10:30, followed by our contemporary service and our brand new Spanish-speaking service at 11:15. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you to join us this Easter Sunday for Operation Easter.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 42. Pong. I say Pong. Does that trigger anything for either of y'all?
Like Palm Sunday?
No, Pong. P-O-N-G.
Oh, Pong.
Pong. Oh, yeah, like the game.
Yeah. A real-world Pong table is for sale on Kickstarter. It's a coffee table-sized version of the classic Atari game. It uses magnets, motors, and optical sensors to recreate that 1992 legendary contest.
That's awesome.
Cool. You can hide the controls when you aren't using them so people won't think you're a loser. And the table has USB charging ports. Bluetooth and coin-operated mode is also there. So, best of all, you could charge your friends to play.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Hey, you know, if people think you're a loser, just tell them to put it to the table.
That's right.
To the side, you know?
$1,100 if you if you want to do that.
You can get it back if you charge.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Now, we've always talked about, are you a morning person? Are you an evening person? All that sort of stuff. All right. Well, if you get your best work done late at night, and then you struggle to wake up in the morning, there's new research out there to make you feel better about yourself. It suggests that those night owl tendencies are hardwired in your genes. Life Science says that researchers looked at 70 people from 6 families and found that a mutation in a gene called the CRY1, we knew that was it,
right.
That was the one, is common among people who have this condition, which is called delayed sleep phase disorder, in which people with this condition have this circadian clock that runs behind.
Okay.
So they wake up later than normal. They go to bed later than normal. The mutation was absent in members of the same families who did not have this sleep problem. Also, additional lab experiments showed that this gene may play a key role in driving the body's circadian clock. So as a result, it's the first time there's been a genetic mutation. They've said that's the reason that you have this sleep delay. So,
interesting.
So, Brad, are you a really, if you had your choice, are you a morning or an evening?
I have an adjustable circadian clock. So, yeah. I mean, I can do well in the morning. I can do well in the evening. I think if I had my choice, I would probably be somebody who had a very strange schedule and woke up at like 4 p.m. and went to bed at like 9 in the morning.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Chelsea?
I'm definitely more of a morning person. Okay. Not that it's easy to wake up when we do, regardless. Yeah. But, I always feel better about myself when I get up a little bit earlier, get things done, and I like to go to bed early.
Yeah. And a long time ago when I was in TV, the world was different because your news ends at 10:30 and then you're kind of up. And, of course, it was even, I don't know, may have been different then. But at that time, it was me and Tom Snyder. You know, I could watch Tom Snyder when I went home or something like that. There weren't a lot of entertainment or TV choices then when you get home at 11 o'clock or 11:30. So that might have made it different.
That's what got it for me with for the reason why I say I'm kind of nocturnal is, you know, my first job in radio was an overnight job.
Sure.
And so I kind of liked that schedule, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, but again, now that I'm older and I've been getting up early for so long, that is the time now that I feel like I can be a lot more productive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea. I like to be able to, especially if I can get out on the streets on the weekend before 8 o'clock in the morning, I know that the traffic's not going to be as bad. Mm-hmm. I can get the errands done that I need to. And so from that standpoint, I think you have a feeling of productivity.
Right.
If you're one who's ready to be out the door early on.
Uh-huh.
And that way you're not having to compete with other folks. But at the same time, and again, when you're younger, I mean, I get it that the clubs don't get busy till 10:30. I mean, I understand that is the truth of the matter.
Oh,
but,
I know.
You know, for most folks, it's if you're, well, and I guess.
And there were nights we wouldn't leave the house until like 11:30.
Right.
P.M.
But now, as you transition, you know, if you're maybe that 25 or 26 year old mm-hmm. who has a real world job, then it makes it tough to be able to play that way.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
And certainly I was, you know, when I was 22, I had friends who were, you know, still in college or they had jobs, and the idea was that you could quote party end quote until all hours and then get up the next day.
Yeah,
I mean that was part of just the world that we lived in, but
right.
And that hasn't changed now, and yet. I guess what's different now is that individually you don't have to necessarily be with friends to be up late at night now.
True. There's a lot to do.
That's right. You can sit in front of a device or entertain mm-hmm. yourself in any number of ways that doesn't even have to involve other people. And so that's, I suppose, 20 years from now when they look at the studies, they'll go back and say, all right, when did this stuff happen that our circadian rhythms got so changed mm-hmm. and what the causes were? And here, now they're going to say that there's a genetic link that could be developing out there. All right, it's 8:47.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click EdPhillipsPlumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Well, it's that time in the month on Bravo Brazos Valley. I get to sit back with you and listen to Fran Lamb and Heritage Highlights. So take it away, Fran.
Iola, Texas, located on Farm Road 39 in northwest Grimes County, is believed to have been named for Edward Areola, one of Stephen F. Austin's colonists who settled in the vicinity in 1836. In 1852, the community's first church, Zion Methodist, was constructed. The building also served as a schoolhouse. The settlement's first gristmill, Monroe's Gin, began operating during the 1860s. The post office opened in 1871. A Masonic Lodge was formed in 1876. By the 1880s, the town had several churches, cotton gins, and gristmills. The population stood at about 109 by 1890. Between 1906 and 1907, both the Trinity and the Brazos Valley Railway and the Houston and Texas Central Railway extended lines through Iola, and a new town site was laid out along the tracks near the train depot. The Trinity and Brazos Valley Railway of Texas came into existence on October 7th of 1902. It took its name from the Trinity and Brazos Rivers. It was commonly known as the Boll Weevil. The coming of the railroad invigorated many small communities like Iola in the Brazos Valley. In Iola, a print shop was established and a newspaper appeared. The Iola Enterprise, edited and published by Reverend A.J. Frick, pastor of Zion Methodist Church. In 1909, the Iola State Bank was organized. The population reached 300 in 1910, and by 1936, the town had an estimated 500 people and 12 businesses. After World War II, the population declined, however, somewhat to an estimated 300 in 1950. Since then, it has remained virtually level. The state's first diesel-powered streamlined train, the Sam Houston Zephyr, would be inaugurated in 1936 as Texas celebrated its centennial. The sleek new stainless steel train maintained a mile-a-minute schedule between Houston and Dallas-Fort Worth with stops at Teague, Corsicana, and Waxahachie. The cost of riding the Zephyr included a meal served by trained hostesses known as Zephyrites. The fares ranged in cost from $1 for a restful parlor sleep to $7.31 for a parlor car. So there you have it, another episode of Heritage Highlights and another page in the history tying together the connection between economic growth and access to the railroad that brought goods and people to these small towns. To listen to this program or previously aired programs, go to the KAMU website at kamu.tamu.edu.
Well, thank you, Fran Lamb. Another edition of Heritage Highlights, talking about Iola. And that is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
About 8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, it's termite time here in the Brazos Valley. They do love to eat the wood in your home, your business, wherever. And actually, termites are in lots of places year-round, but it's right now that they are most visible. So, makes sense that ABC Home and Commercial Services would make a call for you because they're visible here in the community, making sure that those termites can be under control. They've been doing this kind of work for over 60 years. They're the choice for a lot of Brazos Valley homeowners because they have special packages that are designed just for you, fair competitive pricing. And they have one of the products that is the best in the industry. It's called Termidor. Termidor is a unique product that offers 100% control in 3 months or less. It's the most effective termite product on the market. And, of course, ABC's Home and Commercial Services specialists have undergone thorough background screening before they ever get to put that ABC uniform on. They're careful. They'll come in. They'll take care of the situation for you and get the termites killed. They've been killing them for over 60 years. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services specialists for your environment. All right, so we're supposed to get weather today, rain and stuff like that. But I don't know. I'm looking at my radar here, and it doesn't look like there's any rain out there yet, so It's supposed to get here. 50% chance is what they're saying. There could be some heavy rain tonight, but I swear to you, unless the radar's broke, oh no, it's not. There's some up in South Dakota, then we're supposed to get some. So we'll see if that happens. In the meantime, multivitamins, guys, multivitamins.
Are they important?
Well, I don't know. If a man's nutrition is lacking, then yeah, they could be, but they could also be dangerous. WebMD says that researchers from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston expected to find that men with poor nutrition might see more cardiovascular benefits from long-term multivitamin use, but they found no evidence to back that up. More than half of the older Americans take a multivitamin each day, so if you are lacking in nutrition, the vitamins apparently will not take care of that for you.
Interesting.
Yep. Huh. Oh, here's a shock. More proof that babies and puppies are a match made in heaven. Cosmopolitan.com reports Canadian scientists at the University of Alberta discovered that ladies who own dogs while carrying a baby give birth to babies with better levels of two specific gut bacteria that may reduce the risk of obesity and allergies.
Wow, really?
Wait a minute. Bacteria can help that?
All right.
Okay. Who knew?
Yeah.
All these things are interactive.
Okay.
Strange.
So, from the 1700s through the 1900s, the second most spoken language in U.S. America was German.
Okay.
During World War I, when we were fighting Germany, it became a taboo language. So today, it is the seventh most frequently spoken language.
Interesting.
Mm. Yeah.
It would have been a little bit more popular.
English, Spanish, Chinese, Tagalog, that's the Philippines.
Oh.
French and Vietnamese are all ahead of that.
Wow.
So, interesting.
There you are.
Okay.
All right, so would you like to have a job where you get paid $17,000 to lie in a bed for 2 months straight? I'm just saying. It's there if you want to.
Maybe.
Institute for Space Medicine and Psychology are looking for male volunteers, never mind Chelsea, to spend 2 months in bed so they can study the effects of microgravity. This is the state of virtual weightlessness on the human body. Subjects will be paid around $17,000. The goal is to reproduce weightlessness experienced by astronauts on the International Space Station. Prolonged weightlessness can affect your cardiovascular system. Vertigo, low blood pressure, low bone density, muscle atrophy. I don't think that sounds all right.
Yeah.
Not for $17,000.
No.
I saw an article about a guy who had undergone something recently like that, and he said, you know, at the end of the study, he felt great and everything until they tried to stand him up. And
then he couldn't because of the atrophy. Sure. All right, so tonight is the season premiere of Better Call Saul.
All right.
Which is, I never did that. I didn't do the Walter White thing at all. Mm-mm. Don't understand it. I know Clip Howard really likes that.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. It was great. Yeah.
Well, anyhow, so that'll be on tonight. And then after that, that's at 9 o'clock. And then at 10 after 10, Chris Hardwick hosts a special called Talkin' Saul, where he'll include interviews with the cast members, the producers, and the celebrity fans.
Yeah, he does that with Walking Dead. And he used to do it with Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
it was like Talking Bad, Talking Dead. Yeah.
And by the way, if you like Angie Tribeca, then it premieres tonight at 9:30. This is season 3.
Okay.
It's okay. I mean,
I haven't seen it.
I enjoyed it in the beginning. Well, I think Steve Carell has some. He and his wife created it. It's a one-off kind of a show, so I don't know that it's going to be just right for everybody. But, hey, let's go back to the Better Call Saul, because there is a tie-in with Cinnabon.
Oh, really?
Yep. You may remember that one of the second-to-last episodes of Breaking Bad, lawyer Saul Goodman told Walter White he was leaving the criminal life behind. He said, if I'm lucky a month from now, best-case scenario, I'm managing a Cinnabon in Omaha.
Okay.
Well, the folks at Cinnabon loved the reference. And as it turns out, actually, Bob Odenkirk, who plays Saul, actually trained at a real Cinnabon. So you will see him working at the mall fast food location in tonight's episode. And to go along with it, Cinnabon is handing out free Bon Bites from 5 until 7 today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's that. That's kind of a cool thing.
It is.
They're also giving away a briefcase filled with $4,999 as part of their promotion for the new season.
Yeah, there you go.
So getting the tie-in, getting the free publicity is good, and then making it a winner for your fans is not a bad thing either.
Yeah.
Okay, have you seen the commercial? I think it's for Buick, where the baby can't sleep and the dad goes, we're going for a drive.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so some babies won't sleep unless they get some kind of a cruise at night around the neighborhood. Ford's latest creation isn't a car at all. It is a small cot for babies called Max Motor Dreams that simulates a drive around with sound and motion.
Oh, that's smart.
It really is. It really is a good idea, along with LED lighting
design.
Can they
make an adult one?
Yeah. I guess you probably could.
Yeah.
They're going to do LED lighting to mimic street lights. The sound comes from actual recorded road noise captured via an app on your phone, of course. The motion provided by small motors in the bed, even though it's not actually moving. Max Motor Dreams baby bed, something that parents cannot buy yet.
Okay.
But if you've got the app that could give you the road noise,
yes,
true,
some
true.
Like, yeah, there you go.
Whether you're talking about adults or babies, though, I don't know if it's a good idea to train us to fall asleep when we're in the car.
Good point. Good point.
Paramedics in Britain rescued a man who was choking on a piece of chicken by forcing him to drink a can of Coke. The man who struggled with swallowing the food was choking on his meal when he called paramedics. One of the paramedics said that one of the last tricks in the book is to pour Coca-Cola on the blockage itself because it helps dissolve the food and clear it out.
That's
and
like
it worked.
Battery terminal.
Yeah, exactly. Battery terminals and food lodged in your throat. He coughed the chicken out in a few minutes, so he's okay. And apparently, Coca-Cola saved his life.
All right.
All right, we're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Brian. We'll see you tomorrow.